What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee, put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on The Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi, right here in Washington, D.C. at The Voice of America Studios. Today on Upfront, we explore this age-old battle of sorts. It's more like a debate that seeks to answer the question, is it your looks or your personality? In whichever relationship we cultivate, work, school, girlfriend, boyfriend, etc., we often wonder, what attracts people to us? Or what is it that we look for in people? Is it your looks or your personality that wins them over? Have you received a favor or even a job just because of how you look? Or has your personality been the one thing that wins over your friends? Let's get to the bottom of this debate. Looks versus personality. Ting, ting, ting. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Because the same, you are also looking at him as good. There are very many people there. So you can find they have lines of people who are looking the same. So at the end, they end up being unfaithful. So you are better off with somebody whose character and personality you know than going for a look.
Okay, my name is Viola Ruben. Okay, I can see it is not only the looks. But if you can take both between look and personality, I can think the personality can be better because while you can know a person inside and outside.
Yeah, my name is Wizzle John. But you know personality, otherwise it is okay to know the personality of the citizens. Yeah. This one is very important because the character of people are so different. But people normally they take different characters because they come from different claims, whereby some of them are so beautiful and some of them are, you see, God does not create people in one way. I think that one, for the case of personality, they have different characters. Yeah, this one will be the personalities, because without personality you cannot identify somebody from where.
Studying a relationship, I look for a behavior of a person, because what matters most is the innermost man, not the outside man. Because if you go for looks, it shall deceive you, because the innermost man is the most important thing that you have to consider first.
The personality, because I might find someone with bad personality, which you don't try to charge, you know, the personality's first.
First of all, you need to know the person, like, what's he really like, what's the personality, what does he do, what, anything about him, like, is he nice? Why? Because a person's personality matters, like, in a relationship. Maybe you want someone who is caring, someone who is attentive, someone who pays attention to your feelings. Like, yeah, you know what I mean. And then you have to know if the person is has the characters you want in a person. Yeah, and then comes the looks. that personality is more important than the looks, because what matters is the inside thing, not the outward. Not one I can remember.
Yes, definitely. A lot, 100%. A person's personality is more important than their looks. And I've never gotten any favor because of my looks, but because of my personality. When I'm starting a relationship, I look at first if we have become really good friends. That's the first thing. And I look at if the person has potential, because some people do not have the potential. That's what I look for before I start a relationship.
Yeah, when you talk of looks, somebody can look beautiful or ugly, but what matters most is the behavior of that person.
Yeah, when you talk of looks, somebody can look beautiful or ugly, but what matters most is the behavior of that person.
Now, many people say that they base their relationships on personality and that it has nothing to do with how people look. But usually it's hard to know someone's personality unless you hang out with them for a good amount of time. So the implication is that looks is what would be the first thing to attract you, right?
Nadia, what you're talking about is basically having the ability or having a chance to share a social space with that person before you really make any judgment call about them, you know? Given that you hardly know a person or that person, how are you going to make that judgment call on personality? And that's the argument that many people make, that your first contact with a person and ultimately what decides whether you will have a relationship with them is based on looks. So the question is, when you first meet somebody and you have an interest in them, is that interest driven in their physical traits or their character traits? What is the driving force in whatever attraction you have with this person that will, at the end of the day, decide whether you're going to have a relationship, whether you're going to date them or not? Tari Uwi and Nabil Biagio are in the studio with me today. I pose the question to them.
I think the main attraction when you just get to see someone is probably the person's looks. But what keeps the relationship is a person's character.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are looks universal, though? Like, what you would like? You're from Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
Would the same character, physical traits appeal to you as somebody, say, from Sudan, where Nabil comes from? Well, do you think so?
People are different anyway.
Right,
but
so people are different.
Because we
right?
all have our specs. Mm. Yeah, some people may like tall, slim guys. Some people may like tall, big guys, so...
Or short, slim guys.
Yeah,
so
yes, exactly.
Big guys,
I mean,
okay.
It's different. So.
All right, so everybody has their own, preference in terms of physical traits.
Right.
There's nothing uniform in preference.
Right.
Well, I think it's roughly uniform because of the globalization thing. It's like we all see the same media, see the same movies. Mm. We're fans of the same characters.
There's a standard of standard of beauty that has been projected to us
and all,
by popular culture.
So we just consciously agree with what we see.
I don't think so.
Think of celebrity magazines and shows, commercials.
They may look okay, but they may not really fit into what you want.
Right.
Okay.
So I think for me, I think it's a little bit
different. Terry, do you have a construction of a man or a person, a partner that you like?
Of course I do.
You do.
Yeah.
And when you meet somebody, first 10 minutes of interacting with them, what draws you to go speak to somebody?
I think it's the composure that makes me walk up to that person. It doesn't really matter if he's Prince Charming or if he's so handsome or so tall and all that. I think it's his composure.
Do you mean his confidence?
Yeah, the way he comports himself.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like loud guys. So
if this person is quiet...
not necessarily quiet.
Timid.
Yeah. No, not timid. I don't want to use the word, but kind of gentle and soft. Yeah, I don't like extremely quiet guys. So if the person is just too quiet, then I don't think I want to walk up to that person.
Okay.
But I mean, the person
but
has
if they're too loud, on the other hand.
Oh, if they're too loud, bye. I'm not even going to go near
Do you get intimidated by loud people?
I don't get intimidated by them, but I just feel there's just so much going on around them and... I mean, I also I have a lot going on around me, and I don't want to add more. So, I think they're better off where they are, and I'm better off where I am.
And Nabil, what are some of the social cues that you get to start a conversation with somebody?
Well, looks, certainly. I mean, as a guy, I can't lie and say looks. It's like that's the first thing that makes you, you know, get attracted to someone. But then, when I walk up to them and I start a conversation, if there is no enough content there, I lose my interest. But again, I think it depends on if you're looking to be in a like long-term relationship with someone, or you're looking to have fun and hang out. In that case, you know, the content of their character would not matter much.
We're speaking to Nabil Biagio and Tari Uwe right here on Upfront. We'll be right back more on this interesting topic, looks versus personality.
This is the Voice of America. Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's hear some more of your opinions now.
I'm vulnerable. Yeah, I think personality. Because you cannot judge by just looking at somebody. But personality is better because it concerns really with the, you study how that person or other guys, the way they are doing things. But look, I think it could not be, but personally it would be okay. I become friend to that friend of mine when I, not because when I look at her, but I first try to study her, the way she is, and know like that she is good, okay, through personality.
By name, Elikana Tokumakirkwad. Looks and personality. Personality is better. Actually, I cannot look at you. As you know, I'm seeing you. I cannot assume that you are good unless I have stayed with you. Because of my personality, actually, she allowed me to enter the fence. And she provided for us everything, for sleeping, water, and the food. But me, because of my personality, she helped. So personality is better.
The Voice of America News presents the Upfront Show with Jackson from out of Washington and Nadia from out of Cape Town. Yeah, yeah, whoa, oh, oh.
what is chemistry when people say there was no chemistry here?
There was no heartbeat.
There was no heartbeat.
Yeah.
Your heart did not flutter.
No.
So you see, it doesn't matter whether they have good, you know, they're good looking. Right?
Yeah.
They might be the Prince Charming, but then you go and you talk to them and nothing
like,
happens.
Oh, no, there's nothing going on here. Mm. And you wouldn't want to be part of it, so you just leave.
But this chemistry thing, it seems to me that it's a bit, you know, mystical. How do you know that this type of people, you know, you connect with naturally? Or do you have to talk to someone and then see if that chemistry is there or not?
At times, you don't necessarily have to talk to the person.
Mm.
I mean, once you see the person,
when you stand next to the person, the electricity,
exactly. They're just this wave.
That's
so you don't. Sometimes you don't necessarily have to talk to the person.
True.
But at times, when that chemistry is there, and once you just open your mouth to speak with the person, everything
you're
just dies. So.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It could be different too. You're like, oh my God, this wasn't what I expected. So,
What about you, Nabil? Have you talked to a beautiful girl and decided no, this is not?
I have, and also I have almost fallen in love with girls that I haven't said a word, you know, to.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree with
for
her,
you. It doesn't matter.
The chemistry.
Well, you say you've almost fallen in love with girls that you haven't said a word to.
Yes. Exactly.
How so?
But then you have your imagination, you know, going. You imagine that, you know, she's just the perfect person, and
because
if
she's
talk
beautiful.
To her, it's something that I can't pinpoint.
Chemistry.
Is it looks? It's just chemistry. Is that what she said? Chemistry. And I assume that I'm going to like this person when I talk to them.
Mm.
It's just an assumption. It's even a belief. Even if I don't get the chance to talk to them, I'll walk away. I'll regret knowing that I would have connected well with that person.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what, then why didn't you explore that option?
Maybe you're I timid? Was waiting for the right time, or I was being timid. I do that.
So you walk away from
maybe he wasn't patient enough or something.
Or he wasn't really patient enough.
Yeah,
and really guys are known for not being very patient, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very impatient human beings. Some of them.
Right, yeah.
But so you walk away from something that would potentially have been a very fulfilling or enriching connection.
Yeah, I think I'm not aggressive
because
enough.
You're a little bit
I'm
of a wimp, aren't
enough.
You?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you see that bill, you have a sense of confidence with you. So you,
I do,
feel...
but I don't know, man. When you get that chemistry going, you know, you're a different person. You can be loud, confident, you know, outspoken. But when you meet that person, you feel the chemistry. It's just another person.
The last person that you dated, what was the attraction?
The last person, it was looks. And then just in the first, minute, you know, I felt that chemistry. And we went out, but unfortunately the person was traveling. I met her here in DC, and now she's back in Vienna.
Okay.
It's like she's gone. We Skype and we talk on
So it was
phone.
All about the looks. Did it turn
initially,
out that, that
initially
was something
was
else?
About the look.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then you got to connect on another
Definitely.
Level.
I wouldn't have continued with her if there was nothing there apart from the looks.
Have you had to stop a relationship with a girl because, you know, character wise or her personality, even though she was beautiful and fit in this, you know, perfect description of a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Based on your standards.
Yes.
Did you ever start a relationship?
I have. Actually, to tell you the truth, I never get into like a deep relationship with such a person. It's like I get attracted to them. But then soon when I find out that there is nothing there for me, it's like...
And the question is how soon?
Actually, from the first conversation, I can find that out. Yeah. It's like from the way they talk, you know... the things that interest them and all. Yeah, I just decide to walk away.
How far are you willing to take that relationship? And I want to put that question to both of you. I know both of you have been in such situations. How far are you willing to take that relationship when you realize, character-wise, little sketchy, but very good-looking, you know, or beautiful? How far are you willing to take that relationship?
I don't think looks can sustain a relationship, except
but
maybe...
But it can take it somewhere.
Yeah, except maybe for social functions, or maybe you just want to go out and, oh, she's a good company or he's a good company and all that. But the character really keeps the relationship, because some people, I'm sorry to say, but they really have repulsive character and you wouldn't want to, you wouldn't just want to be around such a person. It keeps getting you begin to get angry, unnecessarily unhappy and all that. So I think...
Why don't you tell us about your story?
Oh.
I feel she's really trying to tell us
somewhere. Yeah.
Open up. Yeah, this so, one guy.
I mean, yeah, this one guy I used to date in those days. Yeah, he was really very good looking and a lot
very
of girls.
Charming.
Very charming, right? And people were always like, oh, they're always all around him because they wanted him and all that. But
you got
fortunately,
him.
Fortunately, yeah.
You got him.
Yeah, and but I mean, his character was something else.
So it turned out that even though you got Prince Charming...
He had a very repulsive character, and I just couldn't cope with that.
What is a repulsive character?
I'm someone that's...
That's a
strong
word.
Yeah.
What is a repulsive character? Yeah.
Bad, stinking, I mean... How
how long were you in that relationship with him?
Yeah, I was there for like 3 years.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, so you can imagine. This was a very long time ago, but yeah.
3 years was, is a long was, time.
Yeah, for and that
3 years
really
is a lifetime.
Tested my patience. And I mean...
Why did you hang in there that long again?
You know the mistake? You think...
You can change them.
You can change someone. But really, you cannot change anybody.
Yeah.
Except the person is willing to change. Right. But you say you want to change someone, I'm sorry. You can't change a human
Nabil
being.
Nabil just went Dr. Phil on you right there.
Yeah, no, you can't change a human being.
name is Emmanuel Wesley. It's not the looks, because the looks does not matter. It is the personality. It is how you think you are. They think they are important than the rest, but it is not true. It is not true, because they are in God, they are one. Looks cannot give someone a favor, but your personality, how you react, maybe you can get a favor, how you behave. I've never, but I think maybe I will get one when I grow up. I look at the personality, how the person behaves, and I don't consider the looks.
Hey, my name is John Bosco Mara.
Thank you, my friend. The truth of the matter is, I cannot believe in look, because look cannot generate anything. But of course, the personality, because in the personality, that's where somebody can exhibit his character. And I would prefer to go with the character, which is come from the personality. Yeah, this thing is a long-term thing as far as a relationship is concerned. You cannot depend on the look alone. Actually, history has shown that these people with very good looks, they are very dangerous. They are not good.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe.
In case you've just joined us, this is Upfront. I'm Nadia Jackson-Vungani in Washington, D.C. So Jackson, going back to this debate about personality or looks, it makes me wonder, how well can you really know anyone? I mean, there's been evidence that people change how they act around different people. If we don't like someone, we act differently towards them than those we like. You'd put more effort into things if it's people that you enjoy being with or people that you like. It's probably the person they are when they are around everyday people, people who aren't necessarily friends that they are trying to impress, people who aren't the object of hate or aren't targets of attraction to them. So this makes it hard to truly define who a person really is, isn't it?
Absolutely, Nadia. Let's talk about looks here. We know the common saying, the common adage that looks fed with age, right? But also, two things here. One is that looks make people vain. And two, opinion of beauty varies. So then how do you know that you are in a relationship based entirely on looks or personality?
Everybody get up.
Welcome back. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. In case you're just joining us, we are exploring the age-old question of looks versus personality, character. What is the major driving force in our decision to explore relationships with the opposite sex, or even people that, you know, the same sex, but for either romantic or non-romantic reasons, whether you just want to be friends or you just want you to start dating them. Francine Usanase has a very interesting take. Had her in the studio recently, and this is what she said.
It has to be a balance. I'll give you a short story. I met this guy at a bar in New York. I was like probably about 25 or 26 years old, right? Now, the thing is, the guy wasn't extraordinarily good looking, right? But he looked like a man. He was about 6 feet tall. He was, you know, brawny and masculine and strong looking. And he looked like a, I guess, a kind of like a protectorate type, you know, like, I can't see another.
Manly man.
He was a manly man.
Do you generally pick up guys in the bar?
No, I don't generally pick up guys at the bar, but this guy was really cute. And I hadn't dated in a really long time, and this was like one of those exclusive bars in New York. Like, everybody didn't get in. You had to be good looking and you had to know somebody to get in the club. And I was at the bar and I was feeling pretty sexy. I just gotten my hair done. I was looking fly as I don't know what. I had on my skinny jeans, my high heels, and, you know, I had on this really low cut top. I had fabulous makeup on. I felt so good, and I was like, this guy is my kind of guy and I'm gonna hit on him.
Okay, so basically the looks from afar attracted you.
Right. Now, we exchanged phone numbers and we went on a couple of dates. And he turned out to be a guy that worked on Wall Street, first of all. So I was like, okay, he works on Wall Street. He works 12-hour days. He's tall, he's brawny, he's masculine, he's definitely manly. I don't pay to go out with this guy, and he's thinking about buying his building. Okay, I would have all his kids just based on that information right there. That is a man's man. Right. So, now I showed his picture to some of my girlfriends, and they were like, girl, he is not even all that. He's not that cute. I was like, see, that's because you're going for face value. You're not looking at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is
the money. You know that people who have a very strong personality, like, they can pull that off. Like, you know, have you had of that?
The personality was okay when I got to know him. Okay, we only like dated for about 3 months on and then 3 months off, right? We never had any relations or anything like that because I was always trying to sniff. I'm trying to figure out like what he's really like, and he was masculine. He was definitely a man's man in that sense. Like, he's going to pay...
We get that.
Right.
Was he a good person? He
was a good person. But the thing is, he wanted me to work too hard to be with him. And I'm like, I don't put effort into trying to be with a man. I was too old at that point. I was like, okay, look, if I was like 21 or 22, I might have gone along with the game, you know, try to be a little bit more cutesy and maybe wear a little bit more makeup. But I was at the point where I was tipping over into my 30s, and I'd become more conscious and aware of what men are looking for and what types of women they want, right? And he was still in the game mode. And I could tell a man who's in his game mode. The game mode is, I'm going to try to score. That was his mode. And I was like, no, you're not going to score with me. You're going to work really hard to score with me. And he sniffed that out in me, and he ran away. And then he came back, though, because he knows. A man knows a woman that's worth his time. He knew I was worth his time. He didn't want to work for that. After 3 months, we broke it off. And it was because he was just inattentive, didn't call enough, didn't show me enough attention. So I was just like, you haven't worked hard enough to get me there.
That was a tech from Francine Osanase. What does Audrine Bay have to say about this? She's a young medical practitioner of African descent who feels differently about this issue of looks versus personality.
There are certain universal aspects to beauty that we can all agree upon.
If they did not have the manly aspect, maybe I would answer it that way. Because,
the manly aspect.
Yes.
What is the manly aspect?
You know, I mean, like, not all men are, you know, you're not every guy you see is ideally handsome, but they're like, they have a, like, they're a man.
You can say not all guys are like me. That's fine.
I don't know how, like, pretty much, you know, I don't want to say masculine, but because every guy is supposed to be masculine, but, you know, there's a guy you see and they stand up, it's about their posture, just the way they carry themselves. See, if you have that, and I would overlook that maybe, and you have a great personality, I would go for that.
You just described a Guido.
A what?
A Guido, Jersey Shore.
Oh, no. I hate that too, and none of those, okay? Let me look for a good example for you. I just can't think of an example. You know, okay, fine. This what's his name? Kimura Lee Simon's husband. He's not handsome, but he's a
Jaimon
man.
Honsu?
I don't think he's like very good looking, but he's, when you look at him, he's the man. That's what I'm talking about. He's a man, you know. Man.
Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Samin, Johannesburg, South Africa. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, my handle is @UpfrontAfrica. Let's connect again next week, right here, same time. On behalf of my colleague Nadia Sami, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.